Hello and welcome to Anna with Two N's English podcast with me, Anna Connolly, where I talk about lots of different things in English. I'm an English teacher, I'm from the UK, and I live in Madrid. If you want to subscribe to my podcast, I would love you to, and you can on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iVoox, and others. And if you want to check out more of my free content, you can find me on Instagram at Anna2NsEnglish. But before we get started with today's episode, let's have some nice samba music, please. Yes, another episode about presentations. Don't kill me. Don't kill me. But don't forget, today is your last chance to sign up to my presentation masterclass, which is happening on the 7th of April, so today, at 7 p.m. Madrid time. That's important. If you want to sign up and come along, it's totally free. And I'm going to share with you quick wins about how you can make your English presentations even better. You know, I love a quick win. I'm all about the quick wins. Go to my Instagram, Anna2NsEnglish, sign up, and see you there. If you sign up and you can't come, don't worry, because I'm going to be sending a recording to subscribers only. So if you want to get in on the action, well, that sounds really cheesy, but there you go, I said it. And cheesy is like cutre, like cringe. If you want to get in on the action. Sometimes I do cringe when I listen to some of the things I say on the podcast. I try to be as natural as possible, but sometimes you can't help it. Sometimes you get like this little podcast hat and you start saying all these cheesy things. Anyways, today I'm not really going to teach you anything. We're going to be, well, it's listening practice. I'm going to highlight some vocabulary. I shouldn't really start my podcast with that, should I? I'm not going to teach you anything. But today we're going to do story time. Story time. I'm going to tell you some stories about presentations, maybe some of my presentations, some presentations I've watched. And yeah, we're just going to talk about that, and I'm going to tell you about it, and I'll highlight any piece of vocab on the way. So let's start with some student ones. Okay, I've got a couple that stick out in my mind. I've seen literally thousands. Like, if somebody gave me, this is an expression in English, if somebody gave me £1 for every time I've watched a presentation in English, I wouldn't be here, put it that way. Well, no, maybe I would. Maybe I'd be doing my podcast, but I'd be doing it on a beach and you'd hear the sea in the background. Anyway, I digress. So one of the worst experiences I've had with a presentation was actually not me doing the presentation, it was the student. And it got to the point of the questions. And, you know, I like to ask all the students a question. And this was before COVID. So this is when actually the students had to do a presentation in front of people face to face, which is a lot more difficult than doing it online, I have to say. And I asked this person a question. I'm not gonna identify them in any way, but I asked them a question. I said, you know, I think they were talking about something to do with science or molecules. Anyway, I asked my, you know, very well crafted question, or probably what I like to think was well crafted, and asked this question. And then she fainted. They fainted. And I kind of looked around, and obviously people went to help her because I was in the back, so I couldn't run forward quick enough, and she was fine. And I was like, did I just nearly kill a student with one of my questions? And I think it was kind of a combination of things. I think maybe she was just ill, to be honest. But I also think she was so nervous that, and then I kind of asked, you know, an English question, and it was, I think maybe it just got a bit much, actually. And I've had a time like that. And then my students afterwards were like, you're the student killer, like you kill students. So I was like, oh my God, actually it's kind of true. Like I, she was fine. She was absolutely fine. But I wasn't expecting that one. So after that, I was like very cautious about the questions I was asking people. I remember I did a presentation once, and this was years ago. This was when I first kind of graduated and I was doing an internship, and I had to do a presentation about my internship, what I'd done, what I'd learned. And there were like 50 people maybe in the room, and oh no, this was the day before. I was rehearsing it. This wasn't the actual one. This was like the rehearsed one. Anyway, I was doing it and I just completely froze. I literally didn't even say the first line. And this is in English. This was not even in another language. And I was like, nope, see you later. And I literally just walked out. I walked out. Like I went, we were in a hotel because it was like a, you know, one of those sort of, you know, fun days where you get off work and you go down to London and it's, you know, it was like a workshop or whatever. I love those ones. You're like, yes. One day away from work, you have to travel. But, you know, it's like a change of scenery. As you say in Spanish, cambio de aire. In English, we say change of scenery. You know, it's nice. Anyway, just walked out. And I had a real panic attack, like no joke. And I don't really know why. I've only had a couple of panic attacks in my life. But I think that was the first one. And I really don't know what was wrong with me because it was just a normal presentation. It was nothing difficult. It wasn't like I was, I don't know, presenting a really difficult proposition or I don't know what it was. And I just froze and I walked off. And that was that. The next day I managed to pull it. I managed to pull it together, which is like I managed to recover some kind of, and I did the, and it was fine. And a lot of people supported me because I was there with another group of interns and they were kind of, you know, helping me and like, you know, you're really good. Oh my God, you're great. Keep going. You know, all of those stuff, which really they kind of feel like they have to say, but it did help. You're great. You did really well. And you know, in your head, you're thinking, no, I didn't. It was an absolute fucking disaster. But it's nice to hear it. It's nice to hear it. Yeah, that was a nightmare. I remember doing another presentation, which was really bad. And I think it's good. I can reflect on that. I can say that. And I didn't do enough prep. I really didn't do enough prep. And I remember doing it. And this was back in my old job. I'm not going to say which job because... but... And I did a really bad job, actually. I didn't do myself justice. I think that's what annoyed me, is because I could do so much better than that. And I didn't, because I was working on, well, I'm not going to make an excuse, but I was working on another project at the time and it was a bit limited and I was a bit stressed and blah, 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 blah. At the end of the day, I didn't do enough prep and it showed massively. And I never would do anything like that again, actually. It was really quite embarrassing. But anyway, you move on and you learn, right? You move on and you learn from it. Just thinking, reminiscing of that. You know that feeling just before you go on to give a presentation? I don't know what you feel like. You know when you like, okay, imagine. You know that you have to do it, like, and you know that it's coming up. And it like just builds, doesn't it? The nervousness. Like it starts like, you're like, oh, well, yeah, I've still got 40 minutes to go. Like, no problem. And then, you know, it's like 30 minutes and you know that you have to do it. And then it's like 20 minutes. And then it's 10 minutes. And then the person that's before you finishes and you're like, oh my God. And it kind of like rises. I think that's how it feels with me. Like kind of like the nervousness kind of rises. And like, I get really nervous. I get really corporate. And I'm like, ooh, like super professional. And then once I get in the flow of things, I'm okay. But at the beginning, I'm a bit robotic. But I think, you know, and that's normal. That's really normal. And that's why it's really important to have a good like beginning that's quite rehearsed, so that you can just slide straight on into that introduction. And then, you know, work on it from there once you're a bit warmed up. You know, it's like that first one is like really like that first minute or so. It's like when I go running, for example. Like when I go running, I can't run until after a kilometer. Like I don't know what it is, but my legs just don't work. Like I want to give up, I want to stop, but after 1 kilometer I'm fine. But it's just like that initial like, oh, what am I doing? I don't want to do this. I want to run away. Like, somebody throw a blanket over me so I can hide myself. I wouldn't say that I'm the sort of person that would not, doesn't like presentations, but I wouldn't say that I'm going to put my hand up straight away. So I'm kind of like in that middle ground, which I think probably a lot of you are as well. Middle ground. I'm in the middle ground. In between is another way that you could say that as well. Just before we finish, I'm gonna leave it on a high note. I'm going to talk about some really amazing presentations that I've seen. And I was thinking about this, and it was quite hard, actually. I was thinking, well, I've seen a lot of presentations during my life. One I remember, and I'm going to quote it here because, you know, to sort of give his work a little bit of a nudge, because it was a fantastic presentation. I remember I was at work and HR organized, you know, one of these talks, you know, like HR does, you know, they try and get in training and things like that. Great, love it. But, you know, always in the back of your head, you're thinking, oh, God, another presentation about how to manage my time more effectively. You know, like, sigh. Anyway, this one was really different. This was a guy called Paul McGee. And I'm going to put the link in the bar at the bottom. He was called Paul McGee. And he was a presenter. He was a speaker. That was his job. Like, he was amazing at it. Like, you know, some people, this is their gift. Like, their talent is like their communication skills. And his concept, well, I don't even know what to call it, concept, or his thing, is called SUMO. And what that stands for is shut up and move on. Shut up, move on, SUMO. And basically his story was, well, I don't want to kind of ruin it, he's got a book. I've never read the book, but he gave us a kind of a presentation of his story. And you know what? It was just one man in a room standing at the front, and that was it. So he was like an inspirational speaker, I guess actually would maybe be a better category. But he was a bloody good one, and I really enjoyed that. And everyone in the room was just like really engaged. And, you know, it's because he was telling stories and he was being personal. And yeah, I mean, it wasn't your typical work presentation, obviously. I know that. That's not like being on Zoom with an international project or anything like that. But it's just one that stood out for me and one I've seen. And his story is really interesting. And the kind of ethos behind it is like, okay, if you have something go wrong, like, I don't know, let's say, for example, you lose your job. Okay, now I'm going to talk about this from a very outsider perspective because I've never lost my job, so I don't know how that feels. But let's say, you know, case, an example. And, you know, you can have that time to feel bad about it, to feel upset, to feel angry. But then after a short period of doing that, you then have to shut up, stop complaining, stop whinging, stop moaning, and move on. Okay, what am I going to do to try and get a new job? Or am I going to try and start my own business? Or am I going to, like, you have to move on. And again, I say that I'm not saying that everything's easy like that, because I know that it's not, and it depends on each person. But that's kind of the concept, is when something difficult happens, you have your time. We say to wallow in English. Oh, this is a nice one. To wallow, wallow. Let me just get a definition of wallow while I'm here, because wallow is like a beautiful word and I don't want to do the definition a disservice. Wallow. Okay. Wallowing is indulging in an unrestrained way. Like, oh, these definitions are just so convoluted. So doing something, indulging in something. This is kind of old English. I was wallowing in the luxury of the hotel. Okay, nobody says that. Okay, but nobody says that. It's like a depression. If you wallow, it's like being depressed. Like, oh, I'm so sad. You know, being very lazy and wallowing and, oh, I don't want to do anything. Like, that's wallowing, I think, is probably a good way to describe it. Anyway, wallowing. It's like, stop wallowing and move on. Move on. What's next? So that was one of the best presentations I've ever seen in my life. I'm sure I've seen more, but they don't come to my mind right now. And it's 14 and a half minutes. Sometimes this time just flies by. and I don't even realize that I'm over my time limit. So I'm going to wrap it up here. Remember, if you're keen on that presentations is something that's important to you and it's a skill that you want to work on, I really recommend you come to my masterclass. It's free, and I really want to share with you some of my quick tips and pieces of advice. So come along, you know where the details are. They're on my Instagram, Anna2NsEnglish. I'll put them again in the comments, the description of the episode. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe on your favorite listening platform, your favorite podcast platform. And I will be back very soon. I don't know what was wrong with me there, but I had a very bad, sometimes those moments where you go, and I'm going to keep it in because that's what happens when you're doing a podcast. Have a good one, everyone. And I will see you all very, very soon. Bye-bye.